Mo Dadka is a real estate attorney in Chicago at Main Street Real Estate Group. Hey, Mo, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm good, John. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
I'm good. I saw a story and read a story, and so now I'm just going to ask you to kind of walk me through the latest on this. But a woman in Chicago was repairing a home ready for rent. She was kind of either flipping it to sell or she was going to rent it out. But lo and behold, the squatter has moved in, changed the locks, and the police show up and they say, we have no exact record of who belongs in the house. The cops can't do anything. And I guess you run into this sometimes, huh?
You're correct. It's unfortunately becoming a more common thing in the mostly in Chicago, but in Chicagoland area as well, mostly in Cook County, where vacant properties are falling victim to squatters. And really kind of one of two things happen. They either just go in there, change the door locks, and squat, or they're going in there, changing the door locks, and producing a fake lease. And when they produce a fake lease, the police officers that show up on the scene, they can't, they're not a judge, they can't figure out if that lease is actually signed by the owner or if it's a fake lease. So they refer them to the court system, which unfortunately in Cook County is very backlogged. So these landlords and property owners are stuck going through a 12 to sometimes 24-month process of getting somebody thrown out who, in essence, is really just trespassed on their property. It's really sad.
But the squatter may be a victim themselves. They may have thought they were legitimately renting from somebody else who was producing the fake lease and took their money. In the case of this one woman, the squatter put $8,000 down for the house to rent, right?
Well, correct. That's the story that she's telling now. I'm not sure if that's true or not true, but we have heard that in certain cases, and this is happening more so when there's, let's say, a real estate sign out in front. Somebody who's being opportunistic will say, I represent, you know, the landlord and I work with, you know, John Doe, the realtor, whose sign is out in front. And if you're looking to lease this place, you got to give me $4,000 in a cashier's check, or you have to give me cash and I'll give you access to the property. So they're gaining access to the property, taking this cash and never found again. I think the more common situation is that the squatters themselves are actually accessing the property at some point during the time it's vacant and then producing a fake lease, sometimes the name of the owner, which is very easy to find online, or in the name of a realtor, which is very, very easy to find if there's a sign sitting out in front of the property.
These aren't necessarily vagrants. These aren't mattresses, flop houses, drug houses. I mean, in the one case, the woman moves in. She's got, you know, a vase on the table in the corner, that sort of thing.
Yeah. You know, sometimes there are people just moving in and squatting with a mattress, but oftentimes there are people moving full families in. And they're staying for as long as the process takes. Landlords are trying their best to do cash for key scenarios, but unfortunately the squatters are very keenly aware of how long the court process takes. So they do a little bit of simple math and realize that the landlord is out rent and legal fees for a long time.
I mean, yeah, so you kick me out in 12 months. Hey, that's a year's free rent. If that was my house and somebody was doing that to the property that I'm renovating or whatever, I'd go in there with a baseball bat, knock the handle off the door. I don't care if the lock has changed. I'd start throwing their stuff on the lawn. I'd push them right out. What do you think of that strategy there, Mo?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's typically the strategy that landlords call about. You know, the question I always get is, what happens if I just show up and force them out?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you run into a situation where a lot of times these properties are in neighborhoods that are tough neighborhoods, and you might go there with a baseball bat and the person's got a gun. So yes, you'll get them out faster and possibly you're met with equal or greater force, and you don't necessarily want that. And, you know, you don't want to end up spending time in jail because you hit somebody with a bat who says, well, even if I was a squatter, he didn't have a right to do that. But I agree. I mean, listen, if it was my property, that's the first thought that would go through my head, too. You know, I got to get this person out.
All right,
I'll tell you what. I mean, what you should do is you should have a camera system up. And what I've been telling our clients is this. If you have a camera system up and, you know, they're pretty easy to put up now. There's a million different brands that have camera systems. and somebody enters your house, and in that moment you get an alert, and your chime goes off, and you call the cops, and you say, somebody just trespassed, and it's in that moment, that's a trespasser. The police will get them out.
Yeah.
What ends up happening is people just sit and wait way too long. Time goes by, people move in furniture, and now the police can't figure out if that's a trespasser or not.
All right, I'll follow up with you down the road. Mo Dadka's a Chicago real estate attorney, Main Street Real Estate Group. Really fascinating stuff, Mo. Thanks for your time today.
I appreciate your time. Thank you for having me.